When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
When every police officer in Miami descended on an open-air mall on New Year's Day 2024, the internet went wild. Within hours, stories of towering shadow figures, floating cities, and secret government programs flooded social media. A VHS tape recorded by one guy became the centerpiece of the lore, and hashtags about portals and interdimensional beings racked up millions of views. Was it just teenagers and fireworks, or the beginning of something stranger? This week's episode is The Miami Bayside Mall Alien Incident, Part 2.
A bump in the night, your heart fills with dread. Probably a murderer who wants you dead. It could be a ghost, a demon, or worse. Perhaps you're the victim of a witch's curse. It's hopeless, you're doomed, you'd call a priest if you could. You'd rather just listen to who? Sinisterhood.
I'm gonna kill you. Well, shout out to our Miamians for writing in.
Is that what they call themselves? I guess
Miamians. No,
Miamians?
No mention of aliens, but did, you know, just want to clarify, it's an open air mall, not quite like an indoor, you know, closed in mall, which we talked a little bit about, similar to our like Allen Outlet malls here, which is also an open air mall, which I don't know. That might mean that if you're an alien, you could just suck right back up to the sky.
Yeah.
So it's even easier to get to and from.
It does seem like it would be easier to get to and from if there weren't walls or ceilings. Although I guess teleportation, I don't know if they take those things into consideration. So I'm not sure. Thank you to those that have reached out to clarify some questions we had about what is possible with cell phones as far as police and government deleting data right after. Turns out it's not as easy as you would think. So if there's a mass event and 500 people have cell phones that video stuff, it's not like they can just go boop, 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 and then everything's deleted from 500 phones. It's much more complicated than that, which adds to the question of, then why haven't we seen more stuff?
Right. Internal.
And whatever was going on.
For sure. Like just chaos, pandemonium, shenanigans, breaking things, blowing things up. I don't know. Setting off fireworks at all.
It's that part's bizarre, unless it was just kids not wanting to get in trouble. But like people that are around, like, I don't know. But all that to say, it's nice to know that if there is an event where we all need to video an alien, it's not going to be super simple for the government to just zap it from our phones.
Yeah, they would need to have software already and also zap the whole thing. So it doesn't sound like they can thread the needle as easily as some people said, which I thought was very convenient, said, I have photos of the night that I was there, but the government deleted them. And then later they put them back on my phone and it had different dates and timestamps. Oh. I thought, well,
that's interesting.
Hang on.
So they went in and just changed everything.
The government's like, and I'm going to make you look like a fucking liar. And you're like, this is worse somehow.
God. Wait a second. My hair looked way better in this video before it got back on my phone.
Yeah. Who the fuck put this on my phone?
But dirty ass government.
For real. Thank you to everybody who reached out and shared their industry knowledge to let us know that there is some wacky shenanigans that can go on a phone, but it hasn't. The only thing we're saying is they can't do it yet. I mean,
that we know of, you know, what's going on in the portals of, I don't even want to say another dimension, just the higher offices of our own dimension. Who knows what goes on up there?
Exactly. Exactly. So as technology prevails, we don't know what it's going to be able to do to us. But we have a lot of theories today. The internet's never missing theories. There's always theories.
Oh, no. The internet is chock full of theories for anything you want to look up, really.
And this one is no exception. Gosh. The classics came out and some new ones.
Well, speaking of classics, there's few things more classic than going to a spooky show during spooky season.
Hell yeah. And dressing classically in a pointed hat, perhaps. Yeah. All black. Maybe you bring a broom. I don't know. It's up to you.
We're not going to tell you not to.
Come on down to the Texas Theater October 4th for Season of the Witch, our live show about all things witchy, spooky, and badass, honestly, as we're doing research for this show. Just like powerful. That's why you try to burn us. It's because we're too powerful.
Oh, yes.
Oh, we can't wait.
Well, you know what you can't burn?
What's that? I have an idea.
Water.
There it is.
I mean, kind of, I guess, but you know what.
Unless
I'm saying.
You're Kevin anyway. Costner in Waterworld.
We have a show at sea.
Yes.
On Royal Caribbean's fine ship from November 3rd through 7th, one of their many fine ships. We're participating in Crime Wave at Sea, us and several other true crime podcasts. It's going to be a hell of a time. A whale of a time.
A whale of a time. Whale, whale,
God, I
whale.
Hope I see a fucking whale.
Fingers crossed.
Dude, there's a good chance, for real though, that we see like a whale's tail from the ship. Or what if we see like a pod of dolphins or a pod of whales?
Oh, that's all I want to see. Is look at, I know, first of all, we will see whale tails on the ship, period. But looking over the side.
In the ocean, yes, are we going to see any coming up from the Atlantic? Yep, that's the ocean we will
that's
be
where
in.
We'll be. We'll be there. Yep. Caribbean as well, I think. We get down. I don't know how. When my thing is it's all water.
Sometimes, yeah.
We can't put a line in it. You can put a line on a globe, but it's swishing around and swirling.
Nah, like, it's all moving into each other. And where does the line start and stop? Who knows?
We can't know. But you will know that you are with us. And we also found a book the other day called Sea Magic. So we're going to be doing something on the boat.
Yes.
What will it be? You'll find out. But go to crimewaveatsea.com/sinister. There's like two cabins left, period. I don't mean like two of our cabins. I mean, in total, the thing is sold out. So if by the time you hear this, there's still a cabin, snag yours. Otherwise, everybody that's got your tickets, we'll see you on board November 3rd through 7th.
Can't wait. And if you are wanting to buy a ticket still, or maybe you're going and you just want to know who else is going, go over to our Discord channel. We have a channel specifically for Crime Wave at Sea so everyone can connect with each other before we connect in the Bermuda Triangle.
IRL in the BT, baby. I can't wait.
IRL in the BT. Well, right now we're going to be talking about
aliens.
The BS.
And the BS.
Well, yeah. I mean, in several ways. That was meant as Bayside.
BS and the BS. Or is it? You tell me.
The BSM. Oh, well, I'm Christy.
I'm Heather.
And let's get into it. Some people decided almost immediately that the chaos at Bayside Marketplace on New Year's Day 2024 was part of Project Bluebeam, the conspiracy theory that's been floating around online since the 1990s. As discussed in episode 251, the central claim is that world governments, in concert with powerful elites, are planning to stage a fake alien invasion using advanced holographic projections and psychological manipulation. Well,
classic.
This is something that's been, we talked about before, obviously, and everyone brings up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say I don't believe that this is a possibility for, maybe not in this situation, but definitely others.
No, seriously, and especially given the vast changes and like we were just saying at the beginning, technology, like who knows what it could be doing and what we might not be able to tell the difference in real and fake. Which, that's just any day.
If I see one more fucking video of an animal doing something so cute, and then I find out in the comments it's AI, I'm going to have to take a sabbatical and go commit myself somewhere because that mama gorilla was so real to me, and the way she was parenting those baby gorillas, I related. And then I found out it was all fucking fake. So
I was like, oh my God, they're so cute. And I was like, those baby gorillas look dexterous. Like, that's what just like, I was like, I didn't know that baby gorillas could do that. And then I took like scrolled down and someone said, whoever captured this footage deserves an Emmy. And the first reply was, this is AI. And the second reply was, no, it isn't. And then I was like, well, then what? How am I to know? But the yeah. You were like, go look at the caption. It does say it. And I was like, I didn't read the caption that far out. I didn't click more on the dots
to see AI generated because I was bonding with this mama gorilla that I was like hard relate. Put a bucket over their head. They're doing shit you don't like.
It's like, we shouldn't have to deal with that to go to the captions. But we do know. I told you, I think my theory is it should have to have like a dot in the corner that tells mm-hmm. us that it's AI. Like, like you shouldn't be able to take that off and trick me into thinking
I'm tired of being tricked. I was tricked last night at Sunday Scaries multiple times. You and I both were.
Seriously.
That kazoo looked like it went right down
I'll go to my grave. That man has deep-throated a kazoo before. Maybe not in that video,
but he has.
He's let a kazoo go down his throat before in his life. That's what inspired that video, 100%. Yeah. But anyway, all that to say, with Project Bluebeam, given the just massive leaps and bounds we make in technology every day, from drones to holograms to, like, the coordination of drones and stuff, in a second, we're going to look at something and be like, oh my God, there's like a massive insert country here, ship above my house. I'm so afraid. And then you're going to later find out it's fucking drones. And it was all mm-hmm. projection by maybe even your neighbor. I don't know, because I think we're going to see more of this.
I watched a video of a drone deliver an order to my old neighbor, and it just dropped down out of the sky, dropped off their package in their driveway, and then flew on back up to the other thing that was waiting in the sky for it that it mm-hmm. attached to and then flew off.
So there's like a mothership that launches them off out there. That's what I saw a drone the other night, and it went up and I could kind of keep my eyes on it, and then it went up like, I mean, it was gone. And I just thought, I didn't know they could fly that high. I was like, I thought that you'd be able, like, I'm like, oh, a drone, like, taking a picture of you, you could see it. Depends on what kind of camera. Oh. Just depends on what kind of camera it has, because it could go up higher and still see it. Yeah,
or it could be really far away and you might not see it. And they have got a really good lens. It takes far away pictures very clearly.
For real, from a satellite.
Which is why I can't go dancing around naked in the moonlight in my backyard, because I'm worried someone will film it.
I'm doing my moon nudity out in the back. Somebody sees it.
My moodity.
My moodity. Leave me alone.
Uh-huh. Oh, man.
Sinisterhood will be right back.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Well, in some versions of the story, the staged invasion is a test run for establishing a new world religion, complete with messianic holograms beamed into the sky. In others, it is a pretext to centralize power under a one-world government. There's never been evidence for any of it, but the idea pops up in the comments section whenever strange lights or unexplained military maneuvers enter the news cycle.
I would challenge you all, if you see, even if it's a legitimate video of a drone, somebody in the comments mentions Bluebeam every time.
Every single time. It doesn't even really have to be something directly related for Project Bluebeam for it to get brought up. It's kind of become the new, how long until this conversation turns towards Hitler, whatever that thing was called on the internet.
Yeah, eventually. Yeah, when it was like this many steps, almost like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
But it's like, if there's anything that's even remotely glowing or sky related, people in the comments are like, I knew it, man. I told you.
But remember all of the drones over New Jersey that everyone lost their minds over. And then, like, what happened with that?
Well, I mean, when we talked about it in that update, that Immaculate Constellation update, I think it was a large quantity of our adversaries. Like, I think it was Chinese and Russian drones. And they were just, like, letting it happen and trying to be cool about it. And, like, I don't know. I'm not trying to say start a war out of drones. Because I would just shoot them out of the sky, like, redneck style. Just, like, that's what you should have a gun for. It's just to nail the clankers. Because did they know about them being there? I don't know. But I feel like it is a lack of communication throughout military channels. And it does make you wonder, like, who's working with whom? And why are we letting our foreign adversaries fly shit like that close to us and not do something about it?
But I still feel like it may be our own government, because I feel like we would have just shot the shit out of them if it was someone else's.
I think what's crazy is when it's like a general that's working at a base and is in charge of a base going, we can't have things like see that. We have to cover it up. And now everybody on the base is freaking out. Meanwhile, people above him are like, well, nobody tell Dave, but we know it's fine. Let him just cover. Okay. Let him cover the planes up. Oh, go get your nets out, Dave. It's like.
But what's interesting, too, is that, like, it was all the talk everywhere and then nothing. And that's kind of how it is with these things, is chatter all over the internet, media, and then it'll just be silence, which was why a lot of people think they're psyops and just a distraction from something larger going on.
And I would say that there is a lot of, I think that that is a very likely possibility given the control that is now being exerted over the TikTok algorithm in particular, that you can tell when you search certain things in different jurisdictions. In the United States, we are being censored on TikTok, full stop. Like, ever since the whole, like, switch happened and, like, will it be sold? Will it not be sold? There is demonstrable, I mean, screenshot footage, evidence that we get a different feed, and we're going to get an even different feed soon.
Then who? Then what other all international? The other countries?
Yeah. China gets one feed. The U.S. gets one feed. Everybody else gets another feed. It used to be China gets one feed.
I want to be in the everybody else content.
Up until January this year, we were in the everybody else content. We were having a good time. That's why TikTok was so fun, and it was everybody's getting to know each other. And now it's like you're sort of fed. It's become more meta-ish, I think, and they're sort of trying to feed you what will keep you on the app and what will keep you distracted. Because they don't want you seeing, like, massive protests that happened over Labor Day, massive protests that have happened against ICE in Los Angeles. I mean, the people in Los Angeles have effectually pushed ICE out of some neighborhoods, and the people in Chicago doing the same. Yeah, and I think, you know, if you perhaps were trying to look like a strongman government that had it all under control, you'd want to trick everybody into thinking, this chaos is happening, all this stuff different, and not be like, no, there's pretty concerted, organized efforts across the country in every red and blue state against this. You just aren't really seeing it.
Yeah, no, totally agree. It's also become so many more ads than it once was.
Yeah,
I mean, for every one video, I'm getting like 6-7 ads.
And also for me, it's just AI slop, and I have to say I'm not interested. If it's like somebody just typed in, like, wouldn't it be funny if blank happened to blank, make on AI, and then it's just that, and I'm like, a person didn't really, like, make this. Like,
I don't see those. I do see the animals that are AI generated, like bunnies jumping on trampolines or gorillas doing cute stuff. So that's the kind of AI I'm seeing, where I don't even realize that it's fake until I've gotten all excited about it.
Yeah, man. Well, it's a slop farm now, it seems like. And it's like things like this, I think, don't necessarily, like, help it so much. When people are like, the news isn't talking about this. That's true sometimes, but other times it's like the news doesn't talk about stuff because, I don't know, is there anything to talk about?
In the days following the Miami panic, Instagram users were among the first to fold Project Bluebeam into the Bayside narrative. One reel circulated with the caption,
"Real, fake, or staged through Project Bluebeam? I'm paying attention."
Placed over blurry footage of the mall. Another post declared,
"There were rumors and witness reports that there were 7 to 10 feet tall creatures and beings running around the shopping area and attacking people."
On Reddit, a user in our conspiracy theories insisted,
"This has to be Bluebeam. I don't buy the teenagers with fireworks line."
Another replied,
"It felt scripted, like the holograms were flickering. Classic Bluebeam energy."
Classic Bluebeam energy. That BBE.
BBE, baby. When you roll in with the BBE, people on Reddit know. They're like, oh, yeah, they got that BBE. Hold on. Yeah. But I like the
our conspiracy theories. If you just need to disappear for a few hours, hit that up.
Man, and it's been fun to follow it for the past like 10 years and watch it just like change. And oh, man. But it's all full of people going classic.
Classic Project Bluebeam. On Twitter, a user with the handle at StarseedMama wrote,
Bluebeam test run. They always do it in plain sight first. See if we notice. Miami Mall was the lab rat.
In comment sections and forums, the language repeated itself. The immense police presence became one of the key data points. A Reddit user said,
common sense says that some serious ass shit was going down. That's the only thing that could draw that many police cars.
To believers, holographic technology explained what phone footage could not capture clearly. The very lack of clarity, the indistinct shapes and shadows, became proof that Bluebeam was at work.
And that's kind of the magic of a theory like Bluebeam, which we talked about in that episode, is that it's so nebulous, it can just get sort of slapped onto anything.
Yeah. And it becomes, like we've talked in the last one too, it's not your story anymore, which just becomes the internet story. And like months later, no one else is talking about it. And they're still like, well, this is Project Bluebeam. I will agree with the person that said, common sense says that some serious ass shit was going down, because why else would you have that many police cars?
My thing is, like, if the police officers are not like lawyers in the fact that they keep secrets for what has happened to them. Like, they, much like nurses, other first responders, as I'm sure is probably a coping mechanism, love to tell stories and be like, oh shit, man. So one thing that does cut against there being something is that if some police knew about it, I think it would like spread like wildfire. Like, I feel like somebody would, like, people are gonna like chat
of aliens or anything,
just anything fucked up. Like, it, like right now, because the only thing I've seen, a guy in a Miami police officer regalia doing a selfie video, like he has like the full vest on, and he's like, they really just called us all out and said everybody had to show up. And we were all like, okay. Like, he was not the spokesman. He was just like a Miami police officer on his own. So all that to say is there's enough cops that I think might want to get, you know, launch your podcast, launch your YouTube channel. Why wouldn't you be like,
get a book deal?
Yeah, I was a cop that was there, versus everybody's like, it was a fucking dumbass day. We all showed up and we're like, okay, what are we supposed to do?
Other users grafted an older visual legend onto the Miami story, the floating city. In our scary stories, one commenter wrote,
I was at the Miami Mall. This is not a hoax. The city was floating above us. You could see the skyline clear as day.
Another declared,
the floating city is the real story here. Miami has been chosen as a crossing point. The city in the sky proves it.
A third commenter added,
that is not Fata Morgana. That's an interdimensional bleed through.
I mean, Miami is a fun place to party. So if you need a crossing point from one dimension to the next, I feel like just a trip down like Biscayne Boulevard and you're good to go.
Like, meet me in Miami, baby. But like, you have a lot of conferences there because it's like an international airport. It's on the coast. It's especially
near the ocean, which they need.
I was going to say, you're on the coast. It's like right there. If you need to come out of the water or the sky, it's easy to get to. I don't know why everybody is shocked that if you're putting a second city somewhere, I guess Chicago first place because of the name. But if you can't do that, stack it on top of Miami, baby. It's a bunch of condos going up high there. It makes sense you put a cloud sky.
At some point, nobody will know. They'll just think it's more condos up there.
Exactly. Just a city in the sky is like the ultimate penthouse.
Yeah.
Sinister Hood will be right back.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
The floating city phenomenon had gone viral years earlier, most famously in China in 2015, when a video appeared to show towers hovering above the clouds. Scientists called it a superior mirage, a Fata Morgana, caused when layers of cold and warm air blend light so that distant skylines appear to float. News outlets explained it in dry language.
Light was reflected from buildings in the distance and made them appear to float in the sky.
One CBS local piece said at the time. But in Miami threads, the floating city became a popular claim, framing the night as a gateway to another dimension rather than a brawl.
The floating city like threw me off as far as like seeing people in the comments mentioning this, because I didn't really see any footage that looked like it, but it was It was more people just straight up commenting, oh, I was there and I saw this. So I'm like, I don't know what you saw.
And to go back to AI, how many of these comments are bots? Like, we've discussed before that 50% of commenters on TikTok, for example, are bots.
Could be, yeah.
So how many of these bots were the ones that saw the floating city in the sky?
That's what I wonder, too, is it could even be bots that are out just meant to test large language models and being like, find anything and agree with it. And then just every response you get, just fight for your position. And I believe a test was done without people's knowledge on Reddit. And they tracked that it was very easy. It was, you know, a handful of messages to get people to change their mind. And that the ones getting them to change their mind were bots that were designed by the people doing the study to see, can people on the internet commenting get you to change your mind? So the next time you get into a fight with someone on the internet, ask yourself, is this really my neighbor Larry, or is this some college student doing an experiment on me somewhere that I don't know about?
Is this just a computer talking back to me? And I'm arguing with a robot.
Like, it's a math problem that I'm angry at right now. Like, that's it.
Truly. The most popular theory was the one about aliens, sometimes called
shadow creatures or interdimensional beings.
For some adherents to this theory, the beings were never meant to appear in Miami at all. They were traveling to Antarctica and, in a kind of cosmic clerical error, punched in the wrong coordinates. One Redditor explained,
reverse the coordinates for Antarctica and it's Miami Mall. Some entity put the coordinates in backwards. Instead of beaming back to the base at South Pole, they beamed to Miami Mall.
God, Larry.
Damn it.
You had one job.
6'9", not 9'6". I am so sorry, you guys. This is like when someone who was a veteran was telling me that he was thought that they were going to get sent to California, and then his platoon was sent to Alaska, and he was like, we didn't have jackets. Like, we didn't bring jackets with us. I go, they didn't have jackets for you? He goes, we weren't supposed to be there.
Very different places.
Exactly. So I was like, not only did a whole entire platoon of soldiers get sent to the wrong place with no jackets, but the fact that that could even happen in our government, people to go, there was like a huge conspiracy and they were all working together. I'm like, they can't even get the people to the right city that they're going to. But that's like, you have to be very well prepared as an alien.
Yeah. Or the government, because we already know that they can't send places to the right people to the right places. They put them in.
They did.
These guys were supposed to go to Antarctica, but one of our guys fucked it up and now they're at Miami Mall.
He's like, sorry, guys. Spilled Dr. Pepper on the keyboard.
Oh, man.
It got sticky, but that would be funny if it was a switcheroo.
It would be a very similar weather snafu, too. If you think you're going to Antarctica and then you land in Miami,
you're just like, zip, noob.
You're having to take layers upon layers off. You got, well, but you're at the mall, so at least you can pick up a swimsuit.
Yeah, you think anyone will notice I'm hanging brain?
No, because they don't know what our bodies are really supposed to look like.
Like, take that camera and film these nuts.
We're like, Wow, we didn't know that their heads were down there, that part of their body. That's not my head.
Why is it giving me
that's
the
finger? One of my heads. Hey.
Why does it have arms?
Now that we can't explain. That's just something, that's their thing.
Put the coordinates in right so they don't end up here.
Mm-hmm. Commenters across Reddit and TikTok connected the incident back to the Large Hadron Collider at CERN, the European Organization for Nuclear Research. Large Hadron Collider, or LHC, is the world's largest and most powerful particle accelerator. It is a ring located 17 miles underground near Geneva, where protons are smashed together at near light speeds so physicists can study the fundamental building blocks of matter and the forces that govern them. Commenters claim that the LHC at CERN tore holes in the fabric of our realities, opened up dimensions, making this possible.
I always like when there's not just a conspiracy, but it's like this is verifiable that this exists. The LHC is very famous in the scientific community. What does it do? You tell me, buddy. I don't know. They're mashing up the molecules that we're made of. That's the same stuff that my cup and my, the 2 foot tall marshmallow man I have behind me is all made of. All that is the same particles. And I think they don't know when you break it down and we just get the final like dots, what's next? And so I guess the smashing of that is to find out what's next. And this several commenters are like, I'll tell you what's next is there's a goddamn hole you can climb through.
It's you create a portal and then you get to pass through and go into other dimensions. And this one just happened to be at a mall in Miami.
If I'm going to have to pass through a portal, send me to a mall or somewhere useful that I need, that I'm like, I would rather go to the Bayside Mall in Miami than Antarctica.
Every time.
I have like things to get done. If you're like, you're going to go on this like guided tour to Antarctica, I might be convinced, but I don't want to just go on my own.
I don't want to show up there by myself. But if I'm promised penguins and polar bears in a safe setting, I will go. However, to have a mall at the portal, because I'm always worried when traveling that I'm going to leave something behind, and to know I can just quickly pick it up would be very convenient.
I mean, just like that, boom, if you're like, fuck, my sunglasses fell in this ice hole. Hang on, go through the portal. All of a sudden you're at Sunglasses Hut. You're in like tons of jackets. You're drenched in sweat because it's Miami. And you're like,
yeah. Everyone's like, why are you dressed like it's the winter?
I just see some Ray-Bans really quick. And then I just got to go back behind that janitor cart over there.
You have to hide the portal. Yeah. Oh, and sometimes you're like, leave that portal open because it is hot and humid.
We need a breeze
coming through.
And then they're like, Antarctica is melting. What has happened? They're like, they left the portal open when she went to the Sunglasses Hut.
We told everyone global warming was real.
My bad. Sorry.
Sorry, guys. Users added further details with one writing.
There was a military force who was there to intercept the beings and escort them away. Then there was that shadow filmed sliding around.
The sheer number of flashing lights became the anchor for the extraordinary. If hundreds of officers had rushed to Bayside, the reasoning went, they could not have been chasing teenagers.
I feel like if there was a big portal open, though, that no offense to our first responders, like, you should not call the police. They don't know what to do. Like, you should call scientists.
Call?
Ghostbusters, first of all. Mm-hmm. But, like, scientists, somebody that knows how to stitch a portal closed, they don't put that in any kind of training for any job currently, period. Much less a cop.
I feel like you got to call up the people at CERN and get them the portal over here.
What time is it? It's in Europe. We are very sleepy. We're asleep. What do you want? What do you want from us? And they're like, the portal is open again, son of a bitch.
Yeah. Well, we need you to close it because the poles are getting twisted up real bad.
But look at them poles.
Pieces of, quote, evidence circulated rapidly. One was a letter shared on Reddit, allegedly from the Department of Defense to Miami Police. It was stamped private and confidential and warned officers not to talk. The penalties it listed were sweeping.
Termination of employment, imprisonment, revocation of pension.
Users noted the British spelling of defense, D-E-F-E-N-C-E, and the melodramatic phrasing, but for some, it carried the charge of authenticity. One commenter asked,
why else would they threaten prison?
Another said,
the letter alone tells you it was real. The letter.
The letter alone tells you it was real. This is where people that are trying to pull stuff, you got to know how Americans spell defense. We're not fancy like you over in the UK. We put an S where that C is.
Yes. And I mean, this was posted on the, there is a subreddit called Miami Mall Incident. So you can go to Miami Mall Incident and there's like a whole thoughts like where people can share their thoughts of what happened. And this is where this letter was posted. And it said post-incident procedures. And it says, when officers were dispatched to the incident, you were giving a standard operating procedure incident informal handbook titled Abnormal Incidents 033 Handbook.
033?
Yeah. So it basically is like youth. It says, in the event of a public inquiry or unauthorized questioning by a colleague, you are to refer to the official public statement, regardless of the risk to your personal safety, colon, youths slash teenagers armed with sticks and fireworks causing a large police presence inside of the Bayside Mall. And then that's when it threatens that there would be a meeting for all involved. It threatens, like I said, any termination, imprisonment, financial penalties, other actions deemed necessary to protect national security. And then the little logos were definitely copied off the internet up there. At the top. It's like not formatted like a memo would be formatted.
No, no. But it tells you it was real. So that's all we need to worry about.
I mean, my favorite is when someone's like, well, you know from this letter that I'm only just seeing and have no way of vetting, I know for sure it's real. And it's like, I don't know that they put things like that out after the fact. You know what I mean?
It's a real like whistleblower moment that usually comes out much later and in front of, like, you know, Congress or something is usually how that would go down, not exactly. On Reddit.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be like, hey, guys, look what I found. Sinisterhood will be right back.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Alongside the letter came a drawing, a sketch of a hulking figure with a distorted face, supposedly drawn by an eyewitness. Commenters noticed the resemblance to a different odd story in the media, writing.
Looks exactly like demon face syndrome.
Prosopometamorphopsia, a neurological condition where faces are perceived as grotesquely altered, went viral in 2024. Descriptions of what its sufferers saw, eyes become holes, mouths stretch, features bulge, disturbed users online. Without regard to whether the artist was actually there, commenters paired the drawing with captions warning.
8-foot shadowy figure, hands and feet weren't visible.
I feel like we talked about this condition on another episode.
I don't know if we talked about it in a true crime headlines when it was happening at the time, maybe.
Oh, maybe that was it.
But it was, I remember that the images of what people suffering from this condition see mm-hmm. went viral of people then saying, oh, this is what demons look like. This is what angels look like. This is what, you know, different people with different beliefs sort of labeled it. And it was interesting that it popped up here that someone was like, here's a drawing of what the aliens look like. And it was exactly that demon. And I was like, who drew this? Because I have some bad news. I think that they have a neurological condition.
That condition, what a terrifying condition to have, though, because if you're just walking around and everybody looks like that to you, that's horrifying, whether they're 8 foot or 5 feet tall.
Exactly. It makes you like, I mean, in addition to questioning your reality, I don't know how you would know the difference in what's real and what's not with that.
Oh, you mean kind of like is already happening on TikTok with the gorillas and bunnies? who knows what's real and what's not anymore.
Soon we have all got proto-metamorphopsia.
Mm-hmm. There was also footage of a glowing orb. It had been posted months earlier in 2023, but after the Bayside panic, it resurfaced with Miami hashtags and captions declaring it was shot on New Year's night. Stripped of its original context, it became one more artifact in the growing pile. One Twitter user wrote,
"The portal opened and they slipped through."
On TikTok, clips with the hashtag Bayside Portal drew hundreds of thousands of views, many stitched with reaction videos of wide-eyed creators staring into the camera.
I don't know why I ever want anybody to fact check on TikTok, but it irritates the shit out of me when I see people just repost stuff and be like, "Can you believe this thing I just saw?" And I'm like, it's not, you didn't even check.
I know exactly what you mean because on a different note, I'm in Homecoming 2025 dress TikTok.
Okay.
And the controversy surrounding what high school girls specifically are wanting to wear. And now all of the videos of like what these dresses look like are just stitched with people going, "No way. This can't even be true." Or the dresses aren't even there. There was one creator that was just like, "I just saw all those dresses and there's no way this is true, right? I mean, tell me, you guys, this isn't true." And I'm like, bitch, all of this is just for likes and
yeah, people in the follows. Comments.
Like, you're having nothing interesting to say. You're not contributing anything new to this conversation. You're reusing content that someone else has already made. And it's not even interesting, but why do you have 200,000 likes on this?
It is wild to me whenever the comments will just be like, normalize putting the thing you're talking about in the video. Because that's another, I don't have it in me. And this is probably why I don't have any followers on TikTok. I don't have it in me to like do things that are what I would consider to be like a lie. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't have it in me to like make up a fake thing or be like, "Oh, I'm going to make a purposefully inadequate video to annoy people to leave messages." Like, why wouldn't you just like that? Like, I couldn't do that because the amount of people commenting being like, "Why aren't the pictures in the video? This is stupid." I'd be like, "Oh, you're right. I should take this down and put the pictures in the video," versus being like, "I'm going to sit back and count all my likes." And I'm like, I'm doing the internet wrong.
Yeah. Look. No. Well, I mean, if you're a creator that is just concerned about likes, you're not trying to put in the effort to put all the other stuff in. You're just filming a 30-second thing, uploading it, and then RIP to your notifications. It is wild indeed. But that is also why both TikTok and Instagram, there's something about myself that if I post, a lot of times it just feels inauthentic or like I'm trying to be trying to do something that I don't really want to do, but I feel like I have to do because of like my job. Mm-hmm. So when I do post, you know that I really mean it because it happens. But I'm like, even if, you know, our team's like, "You need to be posting 4 times a day. I'm like, then that part of my life is just going to not be as good. I'm not going to have as many followers because I don't have the desire within me or really the time to post like 4 of those a day where you have to get all the hashtags and all the stuff and editing stuff. I don't know how to do all that shit.
Then I just saw a fucking headline like last month that said hashtags don't help you on Instagram anymore. That it doesn't. That it's
that's
like,
how little I'm on it. Is I would which don't I even like, know that.
Your girl. Meanwhile, I do our social media posts and I like put all the hashtags in, and I'm like, well, damn it. But I guess because now they have machine learning that just you can't. Essentially, before the machine didn't know what it was to send it to people, so it relied on the hashtags to know. Now they have AI that can just read and know what it is, and it knows it better than you can say it would be on a hashtag. Which people would like misuse a hashtag and say something was about something when it wasn't, and now it's like it just goes off the content. If you can put them, but it does not weigh them, is my understanding anymore, because it just like knows.
That's also a way for AI to prevent users from pushing content in kind of a sneaky way too, though.
And I think
where
that
you could hashtag like true things that are 100% true, and then, you know, it's this article about this alien or whatever, and it's getting pushed to people that when the bots take over, they don't get it anymore.
That's how we all get got.
We're going to get got by the bots.
We get bot got.
The person who gave this theory its strongest believers was a creator known as a guy named Fitz. Fitz released a 7-part series on TikTok claiming he was inside Bayside during the chaos, carrying his VHS camcorder. This explained why, of all those present, he was the only one with footage. The detail of the VHS itself became a talking point, with one Redditor asking,
"Who even has a VHS camcorder in 2024?
Another answered,
"That's why it's real. The VHS doesn't lie." If you want to know.
Neither does the letter. So now we have a VHS tape and a letter, both things of a time before.
It's the land before time. It's Miami Mall. I wondered why he would be carrying around a VHS camcorder. I did want to know if it was the same, because we have my dad's RCA VHS camcorder that takes like the tape, like the big ass tape. Because then later in like the late 90s, early 2000s, the smaller mini tapes came out. And then even smaller than those, the mini DVs came out. I had all of these. I was like a video camera and kid. And the thought that he had a VHS camcorder, which is the size of what my dad had.
Like you a boombox carrying on your shoulder.
You worked for the news.
Yeah. And I'm like, we had one.
Yeah. And so
big ass light on top too, so you can get everything.
But this guy says, I mean, earnestly to the camera and looks really earnest. And he's like,
he was very believable.
And he's like, you know, I've got this, I keep it with me because like I like to film things in this certain style, which could be believable, like theoretically, until you start to ask the questions of like, can we, like, is it like one of these babies?
Yeah.
Like,
let's see it. We want to see what you're working with.
You can only say that to so many comments. Let's show us what you're working with.
Fitz described a harrowing event, shopping at the mall that night with his younger brother, who is on the autism spectrum. As they shopped for shoes, he said his brother pointed out large shadow figures. Fitz's videos showed dark silhouettes he described as
shadow beings.
Soon, clips of reporters and politicians referencing his name started to go viral. One clip appeared to show New York Mayor Eric Adams calling out Fitz by name as having information. Another clip showed a military commander testifying before Congress, apparently mentioning Fitz as having evidence. A third video appeared to be a network evening news series, with the reporter mentioning
a guy named Fitz. I did see these. I mean, and there's David Fravor is the military commander, and that's like real footage of him from when he testified before Congress. It's like real footage of Mayor Eric Adams. They all have
even
something in common.
Even Fitz's story, when other creators started to stitch it or talk about it, that also morphed because the ones I saw was like he was with his brother and it was his nephew and they were shopping for the nephew's shoes. And then in other things, it's like, no, it's his son. And so it's like, again, once you put it out there and the internet takes control, it doesn't become your story anymore.
No, not at all. And I think having it pop up in your TikTok feed, you're just like, oh, that's Eric Adams. Like, that's how it was for me. I was like, oh, that's the mayor of New York. And then I hear him mention Fitz, and I was like, why is he mentioning Fitz? And then I had to go and do a little bit more digging.
Yeah. The series had an eerie texture with its analog grain, ambiguous forms, and the cadence of a narrator who positioned himself as reluctant but compelled to share the truth. A TikTok commenter wrote,
"This guy's the only one brave enough to show what really happened."
In our conspiracy theories, one user posted,
"Fitz is the real deal. The news is trying to bury him."
Others speculated that he was risking his safety. One commenter warned,
"He'll disappear like all the others." And it was because, along with telling his story, he shows this clip of what is definitely Miami Bayside, and then what looks like 3 8-foot shadow beings that's sort of halfway kind of shaky. And it's, you know, as you could expect from a VHS camera in a, you know, scary situation. But so then that got extracted from any reference to Fitz. And then that starts to go viral on its own. And it's just everyone's like, this guy got this footage on a VHS tape. And then that is, then there's VHS footage of these aliens in 2024 and absent Fitz reference.
There's an entire franchise of horror movies called VHS, and it's just shaky cam footage from a VHS. So this isn't the first time someone's thought of a spooky thing like this. But for those that have seen those VHS horror movies, There is something about finding a VHS tape because it's a thing of the past and it is that grainy footage that gives it a little more believableness. Mm-hmm. And just also, it's unsettling because yeah. That's not how we normally see footage anymore.
True. And it's always a little bit degraded, which I think gives us a little mm-hmm. bit of a dread inside of ourselves. There's a guy I follow on TikTok that he's like, the whole entire point of his page is a VHS collector, and he likes them without labels. Like, he'll go to like garage sales, sort of found footage festival-ish, not like for comedy purposes. Like, found footage guys are like looking for weird shit. He's looking for unlabeled VHSs.
That is a dicey game,
and
my
he's
friend.
Just like, we're gonna watch the whole thing. And then he watched it, and he's like, it's a whole entire night of NBC sitcoms from like 1998.
Oh. Well, that's a fun
with
find.
Commercials, like with commercials.
Now, when you accidentally
it's a snuff
get a that or that one. Was it? It was an unpopular opinion. Something we did on a BOCO where the kid found the VHS in their stash parents. And then watched it. It was his parents Mm-mm. with all of his friends' parents, and they were all swingers. Everybody's and that is something you will never forget or unsee, regardless if you're their kid or a stranger that finds it at a half-price books unlabeled.
It will absolutely stay with you forever. So I feel like there's a new draw to VHS tapes because of this like mystery and wonder. So I think it probably also contributed to it because there are people whose social media presence are either like fixing VHS players, like showing how tapes work, showing there's like an interest in like millennial mm-hmm. technology. So I think him saying he had a VHS camera drew people to this story too.
Yeah.
Like, even more.
He also, I don't know his exact age, but he seemed in the millennial age range.
He's younger. I feel like he's younger than me, but maybe a little older than Gen Z. He's probably like upper Gen Z, lower millennial. And like we said, believable. I mean, just heartfelt. Yeah. And
I fell for it.
He sounded worried, and he sounded worried for the kid that was with him. He sounded just like, and I really didn't want to have to do this, but I've been seeing so much misinformation out there. He had to come make his own video.
Sir.
Sinister Hood will be right back.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient unlocked. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs. In all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
As the series spread, doubts began to surface. Viewers pointed out that the clips of anchors and political figures were AI-generated deepfakes, and none of the mouths were in sync with the audio. Other commenters asked why no one else had footage like Fitz's, saying,
"Why is it always him? No one else has these shots?"
Still, none of this slowed the momentum. The VHS aesthetic gave the clips an aura of authenticity. The silhouette footage, indistinct enough to be anything, became exactly what people wanted it to be.
At least some people were asking questions. It did take me a minute to go. The one thing that threw me off was David Fravor. Like, seeing the Eric Adams interview, I was like, why is the New York mayor talking about this TikToker? And it was so short that I kind of just like shook it off and was like, that's weird. Maybe. And I was like, there's maybe an explanation for it. And then finding the David Fravor one, I was like, I've seen that real interview with him. Mm-hmm. And it was from like 3 years ago. So that's what tipped me off, is that I was like, oh, I recognize that. And then I was like, oh, that Eric Adams was probably not real either.
That's not the real audio. Like, yeah. I'd also saved all of Fitz's videos on my own TikTok. And then when I went back to rewatch them for these, they were not there anymore. And I felt like I was going crazy.
You were like, I swear there was a guy. And I was like, I think there was a guy. I'd had people forwarding me these at the time that this was coming out. Like, people were forwarding these to me. Like, have you seen this? You know, you're into alien stuff. Like, and I remember at the time just being like, oh God. Well, like, he says he was there. But I was like, I don't know. Like, is he recreating the footage to like make it look like what he thought it would look like? Or is he just full of shit? I don't know.
Yeah, it's those details too that he put in. Like, I was at the mall with my brother and we were buying shoes for his son who's on the autism spectrum. And his son, when he gets scared, says, you know, these certain things. And he pointed at these beings and said that. And I'm like, why did that detail have to be included? If not to make it seem more believable, maybe play on people's heartstrings a bit, you know, get some more eyeballs on it. And then, so when I find out it's fake, I'm even like more put off by it because I'm like, but you didn't have to like add stuff that was completely unnecessary just for your own personal gain that kind of exploits a population of people.
Yeah, that's a good point. And you wonder if, because they're either he really does have a nephew that is on the spectrum, or you know that any type of search terms with neurodivergence do really well. And you're just like, oh, I'm going to throw in one that the algorithm knows that word and hears that word. So that's a whole extra population of people that it could get put in front of, like for algorithmic purposes, not to sound cynical, but that could also
that's have been a, I mean, I think it's maybe it's cynical, but that is how a lot of creators work. I'm not saying this guy did, but I mean, it's a job. Mm-hmm. Being a content creator is a job, and things change every day. And everyone that takes it seriously, because that's how they make their paycheck, keep up to date with that stuff. So they know the little tricks and tools to work the system a bit.
Mm-hmm. Anything for them views.
Even after a video surfaced, of Fitz himself admitting,
I'm a filmmaker,
and acknowledging that the Bayside series was staged, the mythology persisted. Some called it art. Others decided the confession was itself staged, or maybe even forced. Commenter in Our Conspiracy Theories wrote,
the Epstein files dropped that same week. PSYOP? Looks like it.
Another argued,
he got paid off. Classic cover story.
Unable to close the barn door he opened with his initial footage, Fitz's admission was folded back into the story as another twist.
Yeah, there's footage of him just going like, I'm okay, because he posted it all. I think it got way more popular and way more people believed it. And then he tried to delete it all and deleted his own page and deleted, like, made the videos private or whatever. And he had to come back and literally say, I'm okay, because he had stopped posting updates. So then all the comments were like, the government got to him. They've killed him. They've kidnapped him. He's in the Montauk experiment. He's like, whatever. He's been taken aboard a ship. And he just came out and said, everything's fine. I want you to know that I'm not actually in a manhunt. This is just a film project. It's like a little character that I've created around the Bayside thing. And my bad if it affected you that way. I owe you one. You might not like me, but I still like you. Anyway, I want to be a filmmaker. And like, this was me practicing. And I don't know. Maybe it says something about us as an audience that people were ready to, like, people were ready. Like, they wanted to know. They wanted the info.
I didn't ever see that video.
No,
so
of course not.
I continued thinking, oh, man, he's captured all of this. And to put on my tinfoil hat, I will say, perhaps all of that is true. Maybe the government did make him take it down and got to him and forced him to make this video saying it was all fake and everything. I can't say that didn't happen. It's probably less likely, but I also think so much stuff happens with our government that we don't know, especially when it comes to like keeping things from the public, that I would not put any of this past them.
Mm-hmm. And that's what Jeremy Corbell said, something similar when he was asked about the Miami incident, like, you know, maybe in April or May last year on a podcast. And he just said, this to me doesn't have the hallmark of a UAP UFO incident, but he said the fervor around it afterward shows how much and how often the American people have been lied to by their officials, because there's such an erosion of trust that people would more readily believe that there's 8 to 10 foot tall shadow figures, then they would believe whatever the official story out of Miami PD is. And it's like, maybe we should explore why we feel that way. And like, it's less interesting that was there really an alien there, or was it more interesting that we have such a lack of trust in our government that we're like, this person on TikTok said this, so it's probably more accurate than the fucking government. And like, sometimes I do believe that. Not always.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. It's
like, damn, dude.
With Fitz having apparently admitted his part, that left the most compelling piece of footage still needing an explanation. 8 to 10 foot tall shadow figures walking in front of dozens of police cars. The corridor crew, VFX analyst experts. Enhanced the footage and claimed the, quote, shadow walker was three people walking side by side. Still, this admission was not enough for one Redditor who wrote,
"It was mentioned that these were hybrid shapeshifters who were part of a known experiment. The three people walking were not able to control their shapeshifting genes for a moment, leading to a transformation. But after the chaos, they metamorphed back to their own form, which were seen walking in the footage."
Done and done. Duh. Like, duh. Obviously, this is what happened.
Oh,
there's always going to be one. And there's always going to be more than one. He was definitely not the only person that thought this.
How many upvotes did that comment have? But the corridor crew, Paris, had heard of them. I'd never heard of them until this. But they're visual effects experts who use their skills with like Adobe After Effects and whatnot to take viral videos and analyze whether they think they've been edited, changed, whatever. And for this, they were very on board and were excited. And then the second that the footage was shown to them, and then they were able to not only stabilize the footage, but I think go frame by frame in the individual frames is where you can see that it's three people walking side by side. But what happens is it's unstable footage. So then the essentially when you're filming, you're just taking a bunch of tiny pictures. So some of the pictures are here, some of the pictures are high, some of them are low, some of them are, so it just creates what does look like an 8 to 10 foot tall shadow figure.
It does.
It really does.
But I appreciate people that do things like this. I think we need them on retainer
for
the show. So they, I can just have them fact check everything. And they are not the only ones to go frame by frame to prove or disprove things. Because last night, as if it was a Zapruder film, we went frame by frame through that kazoo video to see exactly where we believed he swallowed the kazoo, and still others were saying it didn't happen, but that's a good example of you can be shown some stuff and there are some people that are still going to be like, no, this happened afterwards. Even
we're
I was like,
what?
Tommy, get in here. And he was like, didn't. He was like, if you choked on a kazoo, you'd go to the hospital. You wouldn't keep filming. And I was like, I thought the phone had dropped. And he just happened to be choking over the phone. And then he coughed it up, so he didn't need to go to the hospital.
Exactly. I was like, I just thought, I was like, I would be filming myself too. Because what if I died by kazoo? I wouldn't want people to think I autoerotic asphyxiated myself. And Tommy's like,
filming.
Who's to say that you didn't, though, and you just used a kazoo instead of a belt?
Fair. I'd be filming because I'm playing the kazoo, which is a cool thing to
do.
And then I accidentally inhale it. I did the same thing once when I was trying to smoke a roach through a plastic straw because it was too small for me to hold. And then I inhaled too hard and the whole thing just went right down my throat. Still lit, mind you.
Bill Clinton said, do not inhale because you so fucking choke on it.
I sucked it right down that straw. And man, did me and my friend Shelly laugh real fucking hard about it.
But see, you could have had a viral video on your hands.
I know, I could have. And I would have been like, it really did happen. I happened to cough it back up. I did not. I think I just was probably like, it's probably still there. It's just down there like chewing gum.
Exactly. 7 years later, it passed.
Mm-hmm.
Sinister Hood will be right back.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio.
Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
The Bayside Mall alien incident is a classic case study in how quickly conspiracy theories can spread in a vacuum of information and with the help of AI tools. Despite the, quote, real cause of the New Year's Eve chaos being explained away as an out-of-control teen riot, complete with fireworks, resulting in a huge police response, which led to panic and pandemonium from the public, many refused to believe the explanation could be so simple. With no credible video evidence of the event, doubt and questions remain, and claims of aliens or interdimensional beings landing in Miami's mall, perhaps by accident, continue to be fueled by confusion, fear, and online rumors. So what do we think?
I feel like it's interesting, like you said, that though we were fed by the algorithm all of Fitz's videos of like, this happened, the video of him being like, this never happened, never does as well. It's like when someone does something shitty, it gets 10 million views. And then when they apologize for that thing, it gets 10 views. And it's like, well, they didn't even apologize. And it's like, well, they might have. But the same with like comments of people being like, I was there that night and it was definitely aliens. There are also comments, like I said, the footage of that guy that's, if he's not a Miami police officer, he's got a real good, very convincing
dressed up like one.
Costume. Like, I'm like, the police need to arrest him for impersonating. But also someone else on Reddit said, you know, like, I worked at the Foot Locker and literally it was just like people were screaming and running. Whenever I asked security what it was, they said it was two rival gangs in a shootout. I don't know if that's what that was, but that's kind of what we said. And they said, as I was running with all these other people, nobody was saying, oh, we're running because we just saw aliens. Everybody was like, they're shooting. So the person was like, I thought I was running for my life because of guns. Like everybody around me seemed to think they were running for their lives because of guns. But that's not to say that nothing happened. Then the same person said, I was at the Bayside thing, but this seems fake to me. But the Vegas alien, which had happened like 6 months before this, and that was the one that kept getting repeated in a lot of the descriptions, discussions, as people are like, well, after that thing in Las Vegas, I bet there was an alien at Miami's Bayside Mall. And
he's hitting up all the hot spots.
So they're like, he's a party alien, okay? He's going
Vegas, Miami. What's next? Probably Cabo.
Yeah, he's doing like a Burning Man. I don't know. Except for Burning, he tried to go to Burning Man and it like burned down or like blew away. But
blew him back to Antarctica.
But it was that late April 2023, like backyard sighting, supposedly. If you're not familiar, not only was there body cam footage, there's footage from homeowners that sort of appears to be an 8 to 10 foot tall shadow figure. And then the guy that was the video analyst for the Oscar Pistorius murder trial came out and said, I examined frame by frame of this Las Vegas family's footage, and I can conclude for you, matter of factly, there is no editing. This is an original video. These entities are real. They're there. This is not fake. This is not a fraud. And so that's why I think a lot more people were willing to believe this, because this Vegas thing happened and there is a green ball in the sky on one clip. And then there's this weird, it's a shadow. You know, half people are like, it looks like a fence post shadow. So it's not a fake fence post shadow. It's something, whether it's an alien shadow or a fence post shadow. But I think this all kind of went viral. And then 6 months later-ish, you know, this comes out. I think people were hungry for something else and were like, and we never figured out what happened in Vegas either. So again, Jeremy Corbell's like, we don't trust the government. So it all just starts to stack up.
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember seeing the Vegas one. And as much as I love all of this stuff and want it to be real, thinking like, no, look, like buddy, why didn't you get a better video of this? If this was, but then as I was just thinking that in my head, I thought, what if we're not as humans supposed to video any of that? And so it always just never really works out.
Damn, they fucking get us every time. It's like Santa is like, he knows when you're awake. So he's hiding. When you pull the camera out, they're like, they like bloop away. I don't know.
You we're not ready for the truth. So therefore we only see like shadows of the truth.
By the way, shadows of the truth, the Miami Mall experience, like the Miami Mall incident is the Hallmark or the Lifetime version of this movie.
Oh man. I want to play the Foot Locker person, please.
Excellent. I want to play the police officer that shows up and then takes a selfie video later. But
yeah,
something happened here.
Yeah. And it could be something as explainable as that mall has a history of shit popping off on New Year's, and there were a lot of teens there causing ruckus. Perhaps a gun or weapon was drawn. Calls were made, and the police were just like panicked. Like, mm-hmm. this could turn into something horrendous. So before it does, everybody get out there. And then everyone gets out there like, well, now we've created a new problem. A traffic jam where no cops can even get to where we need to be because there's 20 cars of us.
And it's like so much worse all of a sudden. And now all of a sudden we're going to lie and cover it up and say it was something else so that nobody gets in trouble. Well, I did get a response back from the Miami police.
Oh, the FOIA request.
Yes. They gave me one guy on Reddit said that he was told he was going to have to pay like $500. If that's true. I mean, maybe we business expense it. I don't know.
Why? I thought they were free.
Well, they can charge you a quote unquote, a reasonable fee for creating the stuff that you've requested. It's making me.
$500 is a reasonable fee to send me some documents.
Well, no. They said it was 16 hours of body cam footage. So,
well, I'll watch that.
Okay, view my request. It says my request is in progress, guys. So for body cam footage.
Nice.
So.
Well, if they're willing to send us 16 hours of body cam footage, I think we might have a show expense to get that. But now, how do we know that it's legit?
That's what I want to know. We'll have to analyze it and look at the timestamps versus.
We're going to have to go frame by frame like that kazoo video.
Like the next 16 Sunday Scaries are just 1 hour of Miami police body cam footage from that night.
God damn. And then it's like by the 15th, there's one person that's still hanging on, but everyone else is like, we have seen enough. Or we hire the VFX people and we're like, tell us if this is real or not. Or the dude that did the Oscar
Pistoria.
Yeah.
We're going to call him. Well, if we get the footage, I'll let y'all know. So far, they've just said, we've gotten your requests. And I also asked for any reports, arrest records. And I said, if it has to do with juveniles, just redact it. So I'll let you know as it comes through. But so far, the last person that got a request through, Miami did not deny them. They said, yes, you can have it, but it'll be $500. So whether the person on Reddit or us, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see. We have adult money.
We're paying for it because we want to see it. If you're listening and they're like, they said they'd pay the $500, now make it $5,000.
No, we will not. We have a ceiling.
We can't go that high.
$500 is a lot, but not too much. Anything above that, though, we're starting to go.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. But it better be good footage for $500.
Even if it's not like incriminating alien footage, I still want just like a cop driving around, just be like,
yes.
Listening to music or something.
I want some tea at the very least. Like
he's
some
on the
cop
phone with
tea.
His wife. Yeah. Being like, listen, I told y'all clean the litter box out when I get home. I'm sorry, okay? It's been a long day. I just fought an alien.
We're like, see, there it is. Right there. There it was. Everyone was all worried about the litter box and mm-hmm. whose responsibility it was. He said right there was an alien.
That's how you got to get him, dude. That's how you got to get him. Well, we'll keep y'all posted
thank you. I'm glad there's been some movement.
I was impressed that they even like acknowledged it. So we'll see. We'll see how long it takes.
Yeah. Well, if you like our free episodes like this one, you'll love our Patreon bonus content. You can join for free to see what we're up to next or dive into over 1,000 hours of content like Judge Christie, where I rule on petty grievances you bring before the court. True Crime Headlines, where we break down the latest news and updates in true crime. Heather Saves, where anything Heather has found late night scrolling could be discussed. And Am I the Asshole? Unpopular Opinions and other subreddits that we feel require our input.
We also offer free trials where you can join for a week at any of the tiers, check out all the perks, and cancel anytime before the trial is over without getting charged. And when you stick around, make sure you choose an annual membership because you get 1 month free. And when you do, what all do you get?
You get ad-free episodes, monthly live stream Q&As, quarterly live bonus content. We let you all vote on what bonus content you want to see, and you get to be in the chat for it. It's a ton of fun. Weekly audio bonus content, minisodes, merch discounts, and like everyone already knows, a community of the best listeners on the whole internet.
Head over to sinisterhood.com and click shop on the top banner to check out Sinisterhood merch like t-shirts, mugs, totes, stickers, and even clothes for your kiddos.
While you're on our website, you can also review the show. Thank you so much to everyone that's left good reviews and 5 stars. You can submit topics for cases you'd like us to cover, submit your odd but true tales for Freaky Friday, and whatever bizarre or hilarious video from the Bayside Mall incident you want us to live react to during Sunday Scaries, our weekly live stream over on Patreon. Every Sunday at 8:30 p.m. Central. It's totally free. Even though it's on Patreon, you just enter your email. By doing that, you become a free member. And to say thank you, we have a whole backlog of free content for you to enjoy. Plus, you get to tune in to the chat every Sunday for Sunday Scaries, which is arguably even more exciting than the videos.
Yeah, I was going to say, we clarified that we were talking about that deep throat kazoo man on the Sunday Scaries, and it wasn't just me and you sitting around watching the guy deep throat.
I don't know if we did, but that is
maybe
where we found
made,
that.
If you've made it this far, anyhow, it was on Sunday Scaries.
Oh, but everyone is always crushes it with
God,
the videos.
So funny.
They're so funny and interesting and thought provoking, and
the chat
sometimes
so funny.
Freaky.
Yeah.
Yeah, and sometimes eye opening. Like, how many people like shoe bills?
Too many.
That's too many for me.
How many people want to dedicate their life to the shoe bill?
How many people got a tattoo of a shoe bill on their calf because that's how fond they are of those machine gun birds?
At least one hunk did, I'll tell you that. You can follow us on Instagram and Threads at Sinisterhood Pod. Like us on Facebook at Sinisterhood. Follow us over on TikTok and YouTube at Sinisterhood Podcast to watch clips from the episodes, live streams, and more. If you're looking for a unique and personal gift for the Sinisterhood fan in your life, or maybe you want to treat yourself to a pep talk, book a cameo now. From happy birthday to birth announcements to congratulations on whatever accomplishment, we would love to create a customized video that can be immediately viewed and sent. It's a thoughtful gift. It's perfect when you don't want to deal with the hassles of last minute shopping and you want to get a totally unique gift. Go to cameo.com/sinisterhood. Where can people find you on the internet?
I am on Instagram and Threads at Christy M. Wallace and TikTok at Christy or GTFO. Heather?
I'm on the internet at Heather versus the World.
As always, the devil rules the airwaves.
Keep it creepy. Thank you so much for supporting the show on Patreon. Here are your special Patreon shoutouts: Megan Stevens,
Sarah Lutens,
Mindy Price,
Laura P,
Grace Montgomery,
Allie G,
Thor.
Fuck yes. Finally got Thor. Strange Dark-Eyed Haunted,
Chelsea Sky Netter,
Priya Patel,
and A Little Bit Witch.
Thank you all so much for supporting the show. We could not do this without you. We sincerely love and appreciate every single one of you. We hope we pronounce your names correctly. Stay safe, stay healthy, and keep it creepy.
Sinister.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient unlocked. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back.
Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.